L'kayim bebeis ha'pras, we had heard in the Mishnah that according to everyone, one is permitted, a kayim is permitted to be meniach an erev tchumim bebeis ha'pras. L'kayim bebeis ha'pras, the Omar of Yehuda Mashmum and Afeach Odom beis ha'pras v'hoilach. One is permitted to blow while he's going through the beis ha'pras, and we'll see in Rashi, the blowing will take away all the chshoshes that could be involved in a beis ha'pras. Rabbi Yehuda bar Ami mishmeid Rabbi Yehuda omar beis ha'pras shenidosh toyer. A beis ha'pras that was already walked on, so then it is not necessary to be menapeach. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi menapeach odom beis ha'pras sode shenechrash bo kever. There was a field, and there was a kever in the field, and when they plowed the field, so the atzamis of the nifter spread out over the field. The kula sveike mishum atzamisi. The whole sode is now a sofik because of the atzamis of the bones which are strewn over the field. Batzamis beloy basar einei metame ba'oil. Atzomis without basar, there's no tumas oil. There only is a tumah of maga. Now maga would mean if he touched it with a bare foot. Or there'd be a tumas hesed if he moves it. And that's the real chash. While walking in this field, he might be menadnet, he might move one of these atzomis. He starts blowing while he's walking. And that's him godel, you'll see it right away, so we'll avoid it. And that's him cotton is nire while blowing. Stummy bends down while he's walking. And so while blowing, the etzem cotton will be visible. Rashi in Psochem says, Nitche benefiche. The etzem cotton blows away. Ve'enei mesite beraglov. And he won't move it while he's walking. Shenidish bedrisas raglei bnei odom. If it was already stepped over on toyer shekvar nitshu atzomi sheboy, benivchesu mikesa oire. If the whole field was stepped on already, I can assume that there is not a etzem the size of a sa'ira. This is very mechudishtik that, and if you have an etzem that is kesa'ira stepping on it, I don't know the field was nidish that a kaponim that'll become poches mi kesa'ira. Al kaponim chazal assumed that after it was stepped upon, the field was nidras, memela, there are no etzomis kesa'ira. Rabbi Yehuda Omer af beis hakvoris. Rabbi Yehuda says not only is a kohen permitted to be meniach and erev in a beis hapras, he's also permitted in a beis hakvoris. Afilu bebeis hakvoris, the Mishnah says, b'mnei sheyochel lochets v'leilech v'lechel. Because it's possible for him to get into the beis hakvoris and to be chaitzitz between the kvoris and himself, and he can get into the beis hakvoris and to eat the erev that he was meniach there. Because that's one of the tnoim that it has to be chazilei lachile. Dabiudoi ma'af beis hakvoris. Tana, we learned in Abaraise, mimnei sheyochel lochets v'leilech b'sheide teva umigdol. It is possible that to get into this beis hakvoris b'sheide teva migdol, a type of a container, a box, a wagon, and he can be carried into this beis hakvoris, and the bottom of the sheide teva migdol is choitzitz b'fnei hatume, so even though he's mile over the kvorim, but the sheide teva migdol is choitzitz b'fnei hatume. Kosovar, so the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda holds oil zoruk shmei oil. Zogt Rashi, oil zoruk, oil ametaltel. That even though this oil is not a kavuadika oil, it's a movable oil, it also is a shame oil, and it is chaitzitz bifnei atum. And this is a debatable halacha. We learned in Abaraisa, which is also metame ba'oil. b'sheido teiva migdol. Rabbi mitame. So Rabbi holds an oil zoruk loishmei oil. Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yude mitayah. Rabbi Yosi b'Yude says that this person is toya. B'maika miflegi. Mar sova oil zoruk lavshmei oil. Mar sova oil zoruk shmei oil. That is the machloikis. If an oil zoruk has a toyres oil. Zogt Rashi, Shmei Oyel, it has a Teiras Oyel, v'choytzeitz beinoi lebeina tume, so it is choytzeitz. So the tume goes till the oil, till the bottom of the Sheide Teva Migdol, and that is choytzeitz. Eretz ha'amim, betama ba'oyel. Sheido markeves noshim, agola asuye kekupse, this is a type of a wagon. Migdol mashtir, this is a type of a container for food. Oil zorik lavshmei oil, v'chol she'enei oil, if it doesn't have a shame oil, enei choytzitz. Shmei oil, v'choytzitz. U'begidoyla askinen, we are speaking about a large sheida teva migdol. What is called large? Shemachzekes mem so belach, she'em kurayim biyovich. That it's machzik the shir of a mikveh. The iktano, if this is less than that shear, kli. So then it has a teiris keili, umikabelis tume, and it's mekabel tulum. And we have a klal called dover hamikabel tume nechaitzis bifneetum, avuloichaitzi. So memela, we have to say that it doesn't have a teiris keili. It's not dumye de sak, that's metaltal moli verreikum. The Rabbon and the Masnis and the Rabbon and this is only Rabbi Yehuda says. The Rabbon said he can only go into a Beis HaPras, but a Beis HaKvor is not. So the Rabbon and hold, ke Rabbi Svirlu. They hold like Rabbi. Ubein la Rabbi Yehuda. Ubein la Rabbon and ke Sumche Svirlu. So Rashi says, was geht mir on? That this is a Sude de Loichozi lay that the Koyin can't get into the Beis HaKvoris to be soyed the Sude, but it's Chazi Lachine. So what is this different than Truma Lezorim, which we hold before that as a Yisrael could be Ma'arev Betrume? So Rashi says, Tai Rab Yudah Sai the Rabbonon hold like Sumchis, Dom Almidi de Chazi Lei Lemechle Beishata Beinen. It has to be able Chazi for him to eat it. So therefore, if he can't get to it, so it's called Loichozilei. And just to refresh our memory, Taisus and Daf Chazayin says, Taisus says, the Tav Taisus Daf Chazayin, Taisus is Chilek and Rashi. Nimneisha, the Tav Taisus, Neisha Yochel, Lochitz, Velelech, Velechel, with an oil he could go in. If he cannot get in, it's not an Erev. Aval gav de chozi li Yisroel. Mishum dave hu bemokeim echot veiruvei bemokeim acher. Vahainu taimu de taimu kamu de loi havi Erev veloi mishum de svira leikis umchus. Taismus holds, this has nothing to do with the machloikis of sumchus and the chachamim. Machloikis of sumchus and the chachamim is if the chayfet you are making, the machl you are making the Erev with, this mozoin, if it has a teiris sude lachin, if this is sufficient, if you can make an Erev with such a machl. But if the ma'arev cannot be come to the place where the Erev is, so this everyone holds that he can't say he was kind of shvis here because of the Erev, if he can't get here. So Mamela, so that we have a machlokes Rashi and Taisvis, if this is going back according to Sumchis, Alibi de Kulam. Let us see Taisvis. Umar Sovar Oyel Zoruk Shmei Oyel. Zok Taisvis, Davke Kshemunach. When is an oil Zoruk Shmei Oyel? When it is Munach. We'll see soon what this means. Avi Oyel. Avol b'shas zrike, but b'shas it is nizrak, afilu Rab Yosi b'Rab Yehuda metame, afilu Rab Yosi b'Rab Yehuda that says oil zoruk shmei oil, holds that he's metame, that it doesn't have a shem oil. The ba'oisa shah loichoshiv oil klal, then it doesn't have a shem oil, midi dahavi a oif peireyach Va'atalis ha'menav neves nisnan b'yholis ve'meviyin ve'ein choytzitzin. So Taisvis brings a Mishnah in Eholis that a talis that is menafnev, that's flying, or an oif, does not have a teiris oil lochit. So Taisvis says, so hu adin a oil zoruk also will not have a teiris oil. So here it is speaking about that it is munach. Now we have to understand what Taisvis is speaking about. What does Taisvis mean? So be'emesin, the Marsha zeichen zu a Taisvis in Chagige, but Dachsme Taisvis in Nozir is a lot more clearer. Taisvis says as follows. Nizrak means that it is Nizrak ba'avir. That means it is not supported by anyone. You throw something, you have a box, and you throw the box through a room, and there's a mace in the room. So that is called an oil zorg, which has no support whatsoever. And this Taisvis says, everyone holds oil zorg lav shmei oil. Here we are speaking about that it's munach. Munach does not mean, so Taisvis in Nozir says what munach means. Taisvis says in Nozir, the ragle, so Taisvis says that the ragle ha'odom, oy have heimo hanoysin hasheido vahateva noigim ba'oretz. That means even though the oil is in the luften, the oil is not self-supporting, but those who are holding the oil, they are ragleim is noigim ba'oretz. So even though they are moving, that is the machlokes oil, zoruk shmei oil, or loy shmei oil. So Taisvis wants to say we should not learn this Gemara literally. Literally would mean oil, zoruk would mean a person will throw an oil through over a mace, so that's called an oil zoruk. So Taisvis says, chas v'shalom, if you're going to throw an oil, and the oil is not resting on anything, and it's over a mace, it is not chaytzitz b'vnei atumeh. An airplane is not chaytzitz b'vnei atumeh, according to everyone, according to this Taisvis, because that's an oil zoruk that is not chaytzitz b'vnei atumeh. Here we are speaking about munach. Munach means that it is resting on the Odom or a behemoth who are carrying it. And Taisus and Nozir is Moisev, V'ragleihem noigim ba'oretz, and they're lemaise on the ground. They're not in the luften. And the oil is on them. So that is the aloche of oil. So this is Taisus and Nozir daf nun hayam adalah. Now, the Mishnah Lamelech wants to say a chiddush. The Mishnah Melech wants to say, Achidish Perik Yodav Halacha Aleph and Hilchas Tumis Meis, the im ha'oyel atzmoi munach al ha'oretz, if the oil alone, here we are speaking about that the oil is being carried by people or animals, and ragleim noiges boretz, but the oil is in the luft, and that is an oil zorik. What if the oil is munach ba'oretz? If this is the lashon of the Mishnah Melech, the oil atzmai munach al ha'oretz v'nigreres. So here the Mishnah Melech wants to be tzaddik, according to everyone, it will have a shame oil. So we have here a three-way machloike. I mean, the three chalukim. If it is flying through the air without any support whatsoever, according to everyone, it's not an oil. The Mishnah Melech wants to say, if it's nigreres ba'oretz, according to everyone, it is an oil. And the shaila is the oil that is ba'avir, but is being supported by Adam or behemah. This already is a machlokes Rabbi and Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda. That is pshat in this thesis. Exactly what the Mishnah Melech means. Nigreres v'noigim. The Mishnah Melech says the ma'oil atzmai munach al ha'oretz v'nigreres choshev hefse gam l'Rabbi. I don't know if he means. I think I once saw the Metzudas Doviv and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch that he says, according to the Mishnah Melech, a car or a train will not have a din of an oil zorik, since the wheels of the train are resting on the ground. So this does not have a din of an oil zorik. Azay dachsach me. Agavulche, the Chazaynishin Yeredeye says, klor, that's also called an oil zorik. That a car or a car or a train has a din of an oil zorix. I couldn't figure out klof. He's chaylik on the Mishnah Melech, or even the Mishnah Melech is also made. I couldn't figure out this nekude. But al kaponim, that is the pshat in Tosfos. V'hochi nami k'toni bebraise, the maise benoze beper koin godl. Rabbi Yossi be Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yossi be Rabbi Yehuda says, Teva shahoyso meleya kalim. You had a box that was full of kalim. Zorka ba'oyel ha'meis. He threw this box in the oyel ha'meis. Tmeya. So the kalim in this box are tomei. This is Rabbi Yossi ben Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi ben Rabbi Yehuda is the one that holds by us oil, zorg, shmei oil. So Melos HaTosfos says, so you see, that's pshat. Zorka does not fall into the category of oil, zorg, shmei oil. Bimhoisa munachas tohoire. Munachas does not mean it's not moving. Munachas means it is resting on someone. Then that is a din. And they're going, that is the oil zorik that Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda holds, is chaitzitz. The imtaima, le man de yoma, according to the man de yoma that holds oil zorik loy shmei oil. So that means an oil that is resting on an animal, does not have a teiris oil. Mahoyu moilim delosoi shetachas hatinoikes mibnei kever hatahoim. The Gemara in Perik HaYoshan relates when they wanted to be memalei mayim for Pora Adume, so they went, they took Tinoikis who never became Tomei, and when they took them down to be memalei the mayim, they were afraid of kever atahoy, maybe there's a hidden kever someplace, so these Tinoikis were on Shvorim, and there were dlosses on top of the Shvorim, which were mahil, there were wide dlosses, and the Tanoikis were on top of these dlosses, and these dlosses were mahil, so if there was ever a kever at Tahoim, so it was chaitzitz b'fnei atumah. That was one of the chumres that they had done by Eifel Porat. By Mechatos. Frektach Taisvis, what did they accomplish? This is an oil zoruk. If you had oil zoruk, shmei oil, it's good. But if you had oil zoruk, loy shmei oil, so what did they accomplish with these glosses? Emphat Taisvis, v'aymer Rabbeinu Tam, sheyizber, shloy hoyu mevi'in glosses. He holds, they didn't bring glosses. Elo shvorim shekreisom rechovo. They brought shvorim that the keres was roichev, that was a keres rochov. So it comes out that the tenoikis on top of the, sitting on top of the shvorim, so they were not mahil over the tumah. That means the keres of the shoyer was like an oil that was choytzeitz for everything on top of it. Kidama Rabbi Yehuda, some Rabbi Yehuda Taki says that that's how it was. But he said, what's better, the keres of the sheir od losis? Vahashvorim rachmona korinu oil. Shvorim has, the Torah called it an oil, the chsiva batzomis vegidim to seichechein, it has a loshen sichuch, the Gemara learns us out from a posik in suke, a sheir, is, even though this is also an oil zorik, but this I have a posik that this is a teiris oil. Seems we learn out from the posik that a shoyer is a teiris oil, a filu when it moves, because normally a shoyer moves. We learn out from the posik that it has a teiris sichuch and a teiris oil. So according to this man, the Yoma, the losses did not help, but they were mahader and shvorim shekreisam rechov. Verashbo meforish. Glossos al gabe shvorim lekulei alma havi oil. Now the Rashba says, amoyre de kechidish. The Rashba says, this din that we had, now again, the case of oil zoruk, is let us say now for practical purposes is speaking about you have people carrying a wagon, it's resting on people. These people in Yesod are mikablei tume. So memele, so an oil zoruk that is being supported by someone who is abar kabolas tume, so then there's a chesoron in the oil. But if the oil is being supported by a entity that's alive bar kabolas tume, for example, shvorim alive shvorim and not mikabel tume, so memele, according to everyone, the oil is choitzitz. Psazam in Yesod. Ve'rajba meforish, the law says, al gabi shvorim, lekula alma havi oil. Before we see the raya, Taisul being a raya from a Mishnah, Rabbi Kevegel tzeichen zu a Turei Evan, the Turei Evan asks, oi ba zoi. So he asks, amiridike kashan da rajba from our Gemara. Our Gemara, we hear the Amachlokes, the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda, can a Koyin be Ma'ariv in a Beis HaKvod. So the Gemara says, the Machlokes is as follows. Rabbi Yehuda, Zoyel Zorg, Shmei Oyel, some Amela, so since there's a possibility for the Koyin to enter the Beis HaKvod, some Amela, Al Yedei Oyel Zorg, so it's a good Erev. According to the Chachamim, they hold Eil Zorg, Loishmei Oyel, some Amela, so you can't. Frek the Turei Evan, he says, but the Rashba just was mechadish to us a moiridi kizach, that an oil that is being supported by something that is a lav bar kabolas tume, a shoyel tzabayishbul, so memele that oil is choitzitz according to everyone. So what's pshat in our Mishnah? We have a machloikis the Chachamim and Rav Yehuda, if a coin can be ma'arev and a beis akvoris, and the Gemara says it's totally in the machloikis of oil zorg shmei oil. Frekter, that machloikis is if a person is carrying it. But if a shir carries it, it's zichre choitzitz b'fnei atume. So it's evshel hikones b'beis akvoris, al yedei, he never goes into the beis akvoris aivis, it just has to be possible to go in, it has to be choziloi. He doesn't go in, b'erev is then he stays outside. But it has to be chazilei in order to get in. So you can get in if you have if theoretically a shayr will hold a shayr to teva migdal, he can get in. So the Turei Evan blives by a kasha. After his kasha, I thought the same kasha we can ask on the Mishnah Melech. The Mishnah Melech says an oil that is nigrar ala oretz, everyone also holds shmei oil. So why do we have the same kasha? Beisach nisht. He blives by a kasha, the Turei Evan. Now let us go back to the Rashba. So the Rashba says that the law says al gabi shvorim, and since the shvorim are lav bar kibulei tume elakul al mavoyo. The snan bayolois we learned a mishnah leholes as follows: Odom v'keilim nasim oihel l'tame. A very unclear mishnah. Adam v'keilim, and Adam v'keilim nasim oyel etame, they can create an oyel. Now, in Hilchis oyel, an oyel has in it two functions. If you have something that is mahil over a mace, so an oyel has one function, let's say underneath the oyel, you have a kezayis min a mace on one side of the oyel, and on the other side of the oyel you have a keili, so the keili, since it is under one oyel, so an oil is maybe yes a tume, so everything underneath the oil is full of tume, and it will be mekabel tume because it's pachas oil echa. That's one function of an oil. A second function of an oil is that an oil is choitzitz b'fnei atume. If you have something on top of the oil, so the tume, never kezayis min emeis tachas oil, the tume goes till the oil and then it stops. It's choitzitz b'fnei atume. So the Mishnah Neholah says as follows, Odom v'keilim. You have Adam v'keilim, nasim oyel l'tamei. Through them you could have an oyel that's maybe yesatume. Avaloy l'tayach. But you cannot have through them an oyel that it's choitzitz b'fnei yatume. Perish. So what does that mean? Maybe in tume. You have an oyel that's maybe yesatume. V'ein mavsikin b'ein tume. Ba 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 ema sikim beitume, sa mafsik beitume. So what does this mean? Adam v'keilim nasim oyel letame avoloy letayo. So Taisa says, you know what it means? It means as follows. Shetachteim lekeilim shalem. Mafsikim means that it is chaitzitz by the bein tume shetachteim lekeilim shalem. Now Taisa is going to explain what the Mishnah is speaking about. The Mishnah does not mean, it's not speaking about ba'odom v'keilim sha'oisin atzmon oyholim. It doesn't mean that the odom is an oyhel, or the keili is an oyhel. Elo k'demeforish osam. The Mishnah explains the case as follows. Kigoin nadveich shel avonim. You have a row of stones, which are not mekabel tume. Oid losois. Al ha'odom, if they are supported by ha'odom, which is a davar hamikabel tumim, oy al ha'kelim, or they're supported by kelim, any type of keli, afilu kli glolim, afilu kli avonim, kli avonim, kli adome. So then, it is not choytzitz b'fnei ha'tumim. Umashma. So what is Pshat in this Mishnah? So Taisvis learned Pshat in the Mishnah. This Mishnah is speaking about an oil zork. And this oil zork is being supported oya yidei Adam, oya yidei Kail. Umashma this of a oil zork, loishmei oil. The ishmei oil shenos na nadve chagabi Kail, mamayla yichoshev oil lahapsi. So that is pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is speaking about an oil zoruk, an oil amitaltal that is being supported either yidei odom or yidei kelim. So memele, so the Tan is telling us that this oil is not choitzitz b'vnei atumet. Maybe it's a tumet v'ne choitzitz b'vnei atumet. Uketoni seifo, nosein al gabi avonim, but what if this oil is being supported by avonim she'enom kelim, o yaldovo she'yesh beruach haim dum yedishvorim? Beperik hayoshin, similar to the shvorim, beperik hayoshin, that you have losses al gabi shvorim, to metacht of kelim shol of tahoirim, mash mit binyin zahava oil ekule yalma. So Tais is found the Mishnah. This is the makir of the Rashba, that if you have the dover that is mamid the oil, this dover is a dover sheini mekabotumik egoim avonim oi balichayim. So then, everyone holds that the oil shal gabov is choytzitz b'fnei atum. Zog the Gemara weiter. So the while we had a Mishneh, a Zohar Mishneh, a Mishneh the Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, a Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, that we're speaking about if a kohen is permitted to be ma'arim in a beis hakvaros. For ho, the sanya we learned in a baraisa, Rabbi Yehuda ma'arvin lekohen tohoir betruma tohoiro bekever. Now let us be medayik the loshen of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, this is the same Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah who holds a kohen can be ma'arv be beis hakvaros. But here, Rabbi Yehuda was moisef two more nekudas. One nekuda, he said, he could be ma'arev betrume. That means our Mishnah wasn't speaking about trume. Our Mishnah was speaking about yema'arev bechulin. The whole problem that we had in our Mishnah, bavikum tekatze b'devasa, how does the kohen tzedek come over to the yerev? That's the shaila. But al koponim, he says, that was the only problem involved. Rabbi Yehuda says another chiddush that you can be ma'arev betruma tahoira. You could betruma tahoira bekever. You can have truma tahoira bekever anekever. Before the Mishnah was speaking about beveis hakvoris. Beveis hakvoris was related as a teisa Rabbeinu Peretz. Beveis hakvoris does not necessarily mean that the truma is on a kever. The erev is on a kever. It's in a base of kvoris, which you can't get to the mokem erev because there's a lot of kvorim. Here we have one single kever. You have a tremendous area. The kohen can get till the kever. He can get. He can walk straight in. It's only there's one kever, but you're ma'arev betruma toira. And now we'll see there's a few problems here, and that's the Gemara is going to discuss these problems. Ma'a abu kaponim, Rabbi Yehuda oimer, ma'arvin l'koyin toyer betruma toyer bekeva. Frag the Gemara. Hey, Chiyozel, how can the koyin get there? No, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's no problem. B'sheide teva migdol. He can get the sheide teva migdol. So this is really a very shveri Gemara, because here, since we're speaking about a kever, and yeah, so there's no problem out to get it. It's not a beis hakvoris, he can walk till the kever. So Rashi, let us see Rashi. The Tosafot Rosh does not like Rashi at all. But Rashi says, let's go about to the second Rashi. Hey, chiyozel, b'shei de teva migdol. Kloima. Nehei de la Rabbi Yehuda, afilu be'beis hakvoris, ikita kanta l'meis. Rabbi Yehuda, there's no problem, this problem, how the kohen gets the B'sheide teva migdol. V'cholsken keva yechidi, keva yechidi. Sheyoche lamei detzlei. So memeili he could stand next to it. So that's no problem how the kohen can find himself in the area of the erev. He can walk there. Okay. It's very modern how the master bring in sheyde teva migdol. Aber frag de gemorgen is a different problem over here. But kiven da achse. Since he put the trume on the kever, itmelo. So the trume became tame. Now, trume tmeye is also lachila to everyone. So it's not a sudat de chos, it's not chosi to anyone. So how can you make trume an erev? So the Gemara answers one of two aces. If, this is how Tosis learns Shat in the Gemara, if it's speaking about that he was ma'ariv with peiris, b'shaloi huchshara, so the peiris weren't huchsha. If it's speaking about his ma'ariv b'pas, oishan ilusha b'mei peiris, so then you need some type of liquid, but it was nilush b'mei peiris, which is not machshir, not from the Zayin mashkin, yad shachadam, not from those mashkin. So Memela was Nilish B'mei Peiris. So Memela, so that's no problem. So the Trume is Toil. The Trume is Toil. The Trume can be resting on the Kever, and the Trume is Toil. Frag the Gemara, but there's another problem. Abolikum te katzibur de vaser. That means the Erev is on top of the Kever. He's next to the Kever. But how is he going to get the Erev? How can he eat the Erev? There's still a problem over there. He's going to get Tomei. V'heichi ma'isilo. How will he bring the Erev to him? B'pshutei kli eitz d'loi mekablei tume. He'll bring the Erev to him b'pshutei kli eitz. Let us finish the Rashi. We learned before, we'll come back later to the first Rashi. That he gets to the kever, that's no problem. But the trume, which is lying on the kever, metame bahiloi shel kever, by being mile over the kever, it became tome. So Mara says, b'mei perish ein machshir. But how will he be able to bring it himself to eat it? Rabbi Yehuda roi lo ichle boy. Midin nokat, Rabbi Yehuda holds that he should be able, it's chosi for him to eat it. Midin nokat toher betoira. He said, ma'arvin lekoyin toher betruma tohoira. A koyin tomei is no good. Rabbi Yehuda roi lo ichle boy. Midin nokat toher betoira. B'loy asher tomei b'tahoyra. A tomei cannot be marav, mishum d'chazi lachine. Void meditani b'masnisin, locheitz v'lechem. The Mishnah also vice toys that he should be able to eat it. Locheitz, he can get there, v'lechel can eat it. So, in fact, the Gemara, how is he going to get the erev, which is on top of the kever? Yeah, that's a problem. And for the Gemara, b'pshutikli eitz, d'loy mekabli tumet. He can take pshute kliyates. he's going to take, let's say, a board. The loy mekabel tume, it's not mekabel tume. So memele, and he's going to slip this board underneath the erev and take it off the kever and bring it to himself so he can get to it. So Rashi says, why do you have to say you're speaking about pshuti kliyets the loy mekabel tume? Zot Rashi avol bemidi de mekabel tume. Something that is mekabel tume loy. It won't be good. Why? What's the problem? If he has a keli that is mekabel tumes, he's going to take this keli, and this keli is going to be mahil over the kever in order to get the erev. So the minute this keli is mahil over the kever, so this keli became a tomei meis, an avatume. It was mekabel tume from the meis. Shehu avatume. Dimitame, it became Tommy Machmas oil. It became Tommy because it's mile over the mace. And what happens if it became an avatume umitami leil odom? So now the odom will become Tommy. Because an odom is mekabel tume from an, he'll become a rishon l'tume. He's going to become now a rishon l'tume, and tame l'odom. And what if it's his Tommy, so what is? But now that he's Tomei, so he's not permitted to eat Truma Toire. So he's Chayev Mise. Now Rashi says, this Keli, if you have a Keli that is Mikabel Tomei, so it doesn't matter if this keli has a peseach tefach or doesn't have a peseach tefach. Now let me explain what Rashi is saying. We have a klal that the ein oihel pochais mitefach. In Hilchis oihel, you have to have at least a tefach. Now this din, in Hilchis oihel you need a tefach, this only applies to the two halachas which an oil has. Halacha number one, that it's maybe yes atume. You have two things underneath the oil, so you have a kezais in the mace and the keli is mekabel tume because it's tachas oil echot. The second halacha, that it's chaytis with ne atume. So on these two halachas, which apply to an oil, so it has to have a peseach tefach. But, if we're clearing a shailef, we'll have a toothpick that is mile over a mace. And so, is the toothpick tomei? It's not a peseach tefach. That is no such chesaron whatsoever. To be mekabel tume, whatever is mahil over a mace will be mekabel tume. So therefore, Rashi says the Gemara had to say that this pshut, it's pshutikli eight she'ain a mekabel tume. If it's not pshutikli eight, I feel it's less than a peseach tefach. But if it would be mekabel tume, we have a tremendous problem. So then the kain is going to be mekabel tume from the toothpick, and then so he won't be able to eat the tumah, so the erev is not a good erev. That's what Rashi says. Now let's see Rashi in the meaning. The aval gav, that means that this, if aval b'midi the mekabel tumah, if the keli will be mekabel tumah loy, v'avale keli tamei meis, the keli becomes a tamei meis, shu'ava tumah, the metame, it becomes tamei machmas oil, because it was mile over the meis. This is going to be metame the Odom. And if he becomes Tommy, v'tommy yosa b'truma ta'ire, v'koy lei b'mise. V'aval gav deles bo peseach tefach, even though there's no peseach tefach in the keli. The ma'isi lei achudei, we'll see later. The Gemara says later, claw that it's speaking about. That he held the keli on its side. The Gemara seems later to say, these pshutikli eight, the Gemara says it is speaking about, it seems that some pshutikli eight has more than a peseach tefach. Now the Gemara says, he holds it over the kever this way, on its side, and the chudei does not have a peseach tefach. So Rashi says, so even though there's no peseach tefach in the forest lekama, Kaimalon biyut chazdovo shekol ametaltlim mevien esatume alatzma. So even though we're speaking about that it does not have a teiris oihel, lohavi esatume velochets visneatume, but it zicher has a din that it is mekabel tume from the mace. Shehilu al mace. b'cholshei, whatever shear they are. And if that would be mikabel tumah, metame le'adam ha'ichzei, v'su le'chosi le'tumah. So therefore, the Gemara had to specify that it is speaking about that this keli is pshutikli yeis and is not mekabel tumah. Let me just clarify one thing. The Lashon of Rashi is a little misleading. Kaimelon biyut chesdovo. Rashi does not mean that yut, this is from the gzeiris of the yut chesdovo. This has nothing to do with the gzeiris of the yut chesdovo. This is a tumah d'oraisa. That a kol shu is mekabel tumah if it's mile over a mace. Rashi in Shabbos has klo like that. Rashi means, Rashi didn't write Shabbos daf yudzayim because Rashi didn't have any dafen. So Rashi wanted to tell you, where do you see the sugya kaimlon biyut chesdovo? The sugya of yut chesdovo in Shabbos, we see shekol ha-metaltlin mevinas atuma alatzma. So therefore, Rashi explained that we have to say that it is speaking about that it's pshutekliyates, which pshutekliyates are not mekabel tumah whatsoever. It's not mekabel tumah whatsoever, so they won't be metame the koyin. So he still remains a koyin toil. Frag the Gemara. Welche Meisler bepschütikli jetzt lei mekabli tumme? Frag die Gemorre, ein noch anami. This keli is not mekabli tumme from them being mile over the maze, it's pschütikli jetzt. Wo kom mahil, but there's a different problem. So the Gemorre learned that even though he's holding the pschütikli jetzt, so he's holding this pschütikli jetzt, he's going to use this to lift up the eire from the kever. So the minute this pshutikli eight is mile over the kever and he's holding it. So the tum is going to go underneath the pshutikli eight. This is already an oil. The Gemara learns that this has a pesach tefach. So the tum is going to go underneath the pshutikli eight and it's going to hit him. And so he's going to automatically become tummy. So it's noch weiter schwer. That's the Gemara's kasha. One kasha was that the keli is mekabel tumme. So the Gemara answer is mishutikli yeitz. The lay mekabel tumme. Frank, the Gemara, good, the keli is not mekabel tumme. But since the keli has a roichev tefach v'kom mahil, so it's mahil over the kever, and the melas of the tumme will go underneath the oil and be metamehim that he's holding this pshutikli yeitz, is doch bitter. And for the Gemara, the Maisi lo achudei. He's holding the keli, he's not holding the keli this way in the width, he's holding it on the edge. So Mameli is holding it on the edge, so Mameli, the edge does not have a reichev tefa, so Mameli does no din tumma also. Zot Rashi, vohokom mahil, kasal kedaitoch, kshiyesh bekeli peseach tefach, that the keli has a tefach, or the hekif, the circumference. There's a whole sugya in Shabbos. Mi'ikaradin, in order to be maybe a satume, you have to have a roichev tefach. The Gemara in Shabbos says, if you have a round pole, and the circumference of the pole is a tefach, even though the diameter of the pole is a third of a tefach, which is really garnished, mid-garnished, but midarabonon, since the circumference of the pole is a tefach, it's maybe a satum. So the mele vokal miles, the trashik asalka daitach, the word of having shesh bekli peseach tefach, oi behekefei tefach. One of the two, either has itself a reichiv tefach, or the circumference is a tefach. Vigozru al ha'odom hanoisai. Boy, the Amadeya be Yitzhiya Shabbos. So that's also maybe a Satume. And for the Gemara, the Maisi lay, so to on the side, Achudei. He's holding it, Ritvus, that's Ritvus Girs also. The Maisi lay Achudei. He's holding it on the side. The Kli, She'ein, Bechudei Tefach, Lav Oyel. It's Lav Oyel. Let us see, there's a very interesting and a very mechudishtike reshash. Let us see the reshash for 1 minute. The reshash is daf chof amadalef bedafi or reshash. The top reshash. Daf Lamed Aleph, Amed Aleph, Anagamor. The Maisi La Achurei, that's the Girse. Beritva Nire de Gores Achudei Bedalet. Chenire mi Perish Rash, Umashme. The Beshetach Rechovoi, the width of the Keili, Yeshboi Tefach. Oh, the Mahapach Le Achudei. That means if he'd be holding it straight, it would have a Tefach. No, he's holding it. Mahapach Le Achudei. Vulachoyre Koshe. We just learned before, the Gemara in Shabbos says, if the circumference is a tefach, so even though the diameter is less than a tefach, so be the abundance mekabel tumen. The perimeter of this keli, if you have a tefach on each side, so it's more than two tefachim already. The hekev is more than two tvachim. V'rei goz v'aloi v'rei amal deyem. Nishe yesh b'keifei tefach. K'deise Shabbos Tav Yitzayim. Ayin Shem B'toisviz. So me'mele frekta soy v'zoy. So what did we accomplish? Ein ochanami. There's no reichev tefach. But the perimeter is more than two tvachim. V'nireli. Zokta reshash. That chumre. That if yesh b'hekeifei tefach. They were machmer davke bedover ogel. That's davke by something that's round. She'ein by k'tzovis. It doesn't have corners. V'chol on big shetach. Who the gozer ala keifoi. So you have one continuous shetach that has a roichev tefach and a chelik of this shetach is being mile on the mason. It's one big shetach. So they said it's ke'ilu you have a tefach that's mile on the mason. If you have a square, the whole tzad sheboy who shetach b'vnei atzmoi muvdo mechabeo dekanoi. So, neshach lemigzabe. But if you have four, each one is a bezundere shetach, so memele is so, and what is mile over the mace is less than a tefach, so you're not mitzarev the other shtochim, and memele it's kodesh. Period. Okay, that's a halbetzor. L'chein nireli. So now he says, "Amuim dekechidish." Ta'af b'merube shavu atzlois shlish tefach al shlish tefach. He says, "What if you have a square that is a third of a tefach by a third of a tefach? So the meila, you have a square. Now, if you would take off the corners of the square, you would have a circle." And this circle would be mekabel tumer, because it's a keifoi tefach. And now what do you have? You have more than the circle. You have a circle in the square. So you have more than the circle. So memeila lachein nireli da'af v'merube shavat sloi shlish tefach al shlish tefach. The chimadlis lemulsha de kalnesa, if you would cut off the corners, yishayer ogu ki oivi mardeya. But since now you have, it's not one long shetach, it is square. So memele, so he says, afilochile gazrinelov mitay medamo. That's what the Rishash wants to say. Now let us see the top Rashi. The top Rashi was, Rashi says as follows. Ma'alvin l'koyin toyer betruma tahoyra bekevin. V'chol shkeim b'chulim. Avadu givet schulim kezich b'marev. Now, I'll read you the Rashi the way the Rishash makes two grazen in this Rashi. The inami mitame, if he'll become tame, the inami mitame, if the koyin will become tame, chazilei. So it'd be good for him. So chulin avad givis is good. Now the chiddush is alafilu betrume deim etame if he'll become tami the koyin lechazilei evsha lemeevet akant. But still have an eitze what to do that he shouldn't become tami. Kedem aforish vozel. What's the takon like the gemara says later? You'll take a pshutik lihetz and then you mabed it al chudei and he won't become tami. Vedavke nokat toher betoherah. He's a koyin toher, made an erev utrume toich avol betmeya loy lechazile loy lekayin tamei b'loy lekayin toich b'kayin tamei betoich anami b'loy chazile. It's loy chazile. Let us see Taisvis. Zok Taisvis heichi ozl b'sheida teva umigbo. The Gemara says he can go b'sheida teva umigbo. Perish. Nehei del Rabbi Yehuda iketakon afilu bebeis akvoras. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there's a takon afilu bebeis akvoras, and they say that they have a middle. Ubekeva yechidi nami. And Taisvis says not like Rashi. Taisvis says by a keva yechidi, there's also a problem how the coin is going to get there. What's the problem? Shagozru, shatayfis dalad ame sevivav mishum al chokim. They were geyser, a kohen is not allowed to stand dalet ames, he has to be machik dalet ames from a kever. So memele, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, koshkein the motzil ozel b'shei de teva migdol. He can get there with a shei de teva migdol. So that's what the Gemara wants to say, shei de teva migdol. The Gemara mentioned shei de teva migdol, that by all cases you have a problem how the kohen is going to get there. By a basic clause you have a deraisadike problem, because the whole area is full of kvorim. By a keva yechidi, you have a different problem. A keva yechidi, you have a different problem. How can he get close to the keva? The dalet ames of the keva is metamis. So you have aitar ashay de teva migdol. L'kam em porich, mai tamayu de rabona be keva yechidi. Later, the Gemara is going to ask a kasha, why aren't the Rabbanan moidet Rabbi Yehuda bekeva yechidi? So Taisa says now a kash. Rashi had said that by keva yechidi there's no problem whatsoever. You can walk straight up to the keva. Taisa says by keva yechidi there's also a problem. The problem is because he can't get close to the keva because there has to be machid al-damas away. And the only way he can get to the keva is through a sheita teva migdol. And the Gemara is going to ask later, according to the Chachamim, why can't you make, according to them, an Erev Bekeva Yechidi? Frektach Toisves, how could you make, according to them, an Erev Bekeva Yechidi? He can't get close to the Erev, because he has to be Machid Daudamas. So, Lekam and Porich, Mai Tamai, the Rabbonu Bekeva Yechidi. Nehei, the Bebeis HaKvoris Godel, Lehave Chatzitze, even though they hold that in a beis akvoris, it is not a chatzitze, it's not chaytze, because they hold oil zorik, lo yishmei oil. Hochid lo yhavi ela hachoke. But here, that thing is that talad am is from a mace. Is metame. This is not tumas mace. This is only midine hachoke. Am I pligi? Hamotzi ozl b'shei de teva migdol dein lach hachoke gdeila mizu. That means, since you don't need here a real oihel, all you need over here is to be malchik from this area. So this area is sufficient. So with this, it is sufficient with the shei de teva migdol. B'shaloi hukshira. So the Gemara says that the Gemara is a different kasha. How does the truma remain tohir? So b'shaloi hukshira ul sforim de garsi natagir soishen ilusha b'mei peirish hachi perusa. B'shaloi hukshira kain shira b'peirish. He was maru b'peirish. We say the peirish ulai hukshira. Hai b'pash an ilusha b'mei peirish. Or if it's speaking about pas, or it's speaking about that the pas was nilish b'mei, b'pash an ilusha b'mei peirish. Zog tais v'zvaita. So what did the Gemara answer? So the Gemara answered that it's speaking about that he took it b'pshutei kliyetz, mashme. So from this Gemara v'aistois, the loy mekabli tumah afilu midarabonah. The pshutei kliyetz is not mekabli tumah afilu midarabonah, v'cheit nam b'meseches kelim, u'maisi lo b'perikame de Shabbos, kliyetz, u'kli zechuchis, pshuteihem tahoyrem. If they are poshut, they don't have a base kibble, it's toy, mekablayim tmei. Now, the taisis meyredik, va'kocha pshuteyim tahoyrim, afilu midarabonon, means that it's toy afilu midarabonon. Why? The klis chuchis, afilu yeshlam base kibble, ain't lam tumelam midarabonon. Klischuches mekablayim is also only tomei midarabonan. And it says pshutayim tahirim means afilu midarabonan. Now, together with kli schuchis pshutim, it says also kli eitz pshutim. So we see kli eitz pshutim is also not nekabel tumah afilu midarabonan. Kiyomo b'shabbos. Emashmi b'kam educhti de tahirim pshuti kli eitz afilu midarabonan. So memeila a gemara vaistoy sezoi, and that gemara vaistoy sezoi, that pshute kli eitz atoyo legamri. V'koshe. The hamoicher bayis oimer, shani pshute kli eitz, there the Gemara is speaking about that you had a board, a shelf of a baker, and the Gemara says as follows, that this shelf, why isn't it mekabel tumah, this shelf? Because it became mechuber to its tosher ubesoif chibroi, that means it became mechuber to the house. So since it's mechubo now, so that's why it's not mekabel tumah. Frech the Gemara, Rabbi Lezer holds, if you have a keli and you mechaber it, it doesn't lose its tumah. So why is this dafshel nachtumim not mekabel tumah? So the Gemara says, dafshel nachtumim is pshutikli eitz. So I feel like before you mechaber it, it's only mekabel tumah midarabona. So it's only mekabel tumah midarabon, and therefore, if you mechaber it, it's not mekabel tumah gatzin. So here we have an ofene gemore that pshutei kli eitz are mekabel tumah midarabon. And that's a stirata gemore, and the other gemore that this is brought. Because the meicher asabayis, oim ashani pshutei kli eitz midarabon. It's only mekabel tumah midarabon, gabi daf shal nachtuni. So Taisi says, what kind of pshuta kli eitz are we speaking about? We're not speaking about a shelf that it's possible to sit on. This is mekabel tumah min ha-Torah. The chol ha-metame medres, everything that's right to mekabel tumah medres, it's right to sit on metame tumah meis. So if a meis will touch it, it's also mekabel tumah. It's mekabel tumah, metame tumah medres, it's mekabel tumah magen. Kifinim ha-bobakame peik beis, kavachim ha-pachim ktanim. So memeila, so we have a tremendous problem. So we have a gemara. The gemara says that pshutik liyetz ha-mekabel tumah midarabona, ba-yidei ha-chibot znifkad ha-tumah. The Rashbam pirish hosam, the Rashbam asks the kash over there. The Rashbam says, da'in lochush. It's a shveri gemara. The gemara vay says, pshutik liyetz is mekabel tumah midarabona, and lochair it's not true. Aber kiv the maskone loikai mohochi, lemaise, the maskone will not be like this. The muki lo bedav shel matris is only a half a minute in the gemara. So the gemara said, then the pshutik liyetz is not mekabel tumah only midarabona. But for the emes, avalu midarabona, it's also not mekabel tumah. That's what the Rashbam said. The Ri Meforish, the Ri said a different shot. The Kli Eitz Shehem Rechovim, if you have Shutei Kli Eitz that are white, Ke'en Daf like a shelf, V'roi Laniach Aleim Chafotzim, and it is wide, you can put Chafetzim on it, Gozru Rabbonon Alayu Tumah. A wide Shutei Kli Eitz is Mekabel Tumah. Why? Mishum Didomu LeMekabel Kli Eitz, because this is a similarity to a clay kibble. Since it's wide, you can put a multitude of kelim on it. So midarabon is a shame based kibbutz. Aval pshutik liyet she'einam rechovim, but if it is not wide, tohirim, afilu midarabon. Period. V'yesh meforshim another teretz. T'dav shel nachtumim chiyotze bezeh she'em shimushei odom u'mishamshim shimushei odom. A daf shel nachtumim that has two purposes. A person can lean on it, a person can use it, and he puts kelim on it, which are, so it's mishamesh shimushei odom. This holds up kelim of a person. Gozru rabbonon bem tumah. This pshutikli eitz, that is mishamesh odom, or mishamesh mishamshei odom, this is mekabel tumah midarabonon, kedemuchach b'teiras kainim b'parshas b'yayim mashmin. There's a teiras kainim, and Taisus will explain this teiras kainim, it says only in asmachta. The memayit, the teiras kainim says like this, sulam v'koylev. It says mikol kli eitz. So we dash and the mem is a miyut and the kol is a ribui. So a sulam, which is mishamish odom, a person steps on the rungs of a ladder, but it's not mishamish mishamshi odom, you don't put a cup of tea on it. So yimamayit sulam mi, it's mikol kli eitz. From the mem, v'loi kol kli eitz. Umarbe, so that is not mekabel tumah. Marbe, shulchan, v'tavla, v'dulvaki. This is types of tables. Mikol, And he said, the kol is marbe, a shulchan, which is also pshuta kliyets, that's mekabel tume, and we're memayet a sulam. The koma marois, why are you memayet a sulam and marbe a shulchan? Tamaloy mesak, masak miyuchet shem tashmishi odom, mishamshe tashmishi odom, who are then these pshuta kliyets. These pshutikleis are not mekabel tumas medras. If the whole key is because it's mekabel tumas medras, I should have said not shulchan, I should kisei yomite. But mikol hamishkav havlei rabinyan. That's number one. So it's not a kabel tumas medras. Number two, shein lam beis kibul na miyari. It doesn't have a beis kibul. Midloi koma masak metal tomboli vereik, may have a beis kibul. Alme mekabli tume midarabona. Vahava gav the dorish mikro. Ay, the teres kaina means me kol kliyes. It's mach the baumbo. The iker drosha darshin and the real drosha of sak is lama sak metal tomboli vereikin. The kama medrosha shesh beteres kaina im behava rakas mach. Period. The Teda, now Teisva says that this is a real asmachta. The Perik Shtei Alechem Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Le Divrei HaOmer, Maskeres Lemato Hoiso, according to the man, the Omer, that holds Maskeres Lemato Hoiso, we're speaking about the Shulchan HaToyel. The Shulchan HaToyel, the Shulchan that held up the Lechem upon him, so there's a shaila how the Maskeres was. The Maskeres was a rim. So one of the Amma holds, the rim was Lamailo, and this created, this was a rim of, around the flat area of the Shulchan, so this made it a base kibble. Another man, the Amma says, it was a rim for the raglayim of the Shulchan, not for the flat area. So Maskeres Lamata Hoysa means that the raglay HaShulchan had a rim on it, and over it was placed a flat board. So the mail said, the Gemara says as follows. Omer Rabbi Yechon, Libraim Maskeres Lamata Hoysa, Perish Beraglayim, if the Maskeres, the rim was on the Raglayim, Veloi B'Shulchan, not on the Shulchan, Tavla Misapeches, so the Tavla, the board which was over the Shulchan, HaMisapeches means you could use it on both sides, but it's without a base kibble, Tmeya. We dash from this pasuk shulchan atoyer mechlal de ikeshu tome. This should be toyer, but it's possible to become tome. So we see that a flat surface which can be used on both sides is mekabel tume. That's if you hold that maskeres lamatois or divroim elamai lohisa. But if you hold that the maskeres was on the tavla alone. If you have a flat surface which can use on both sides, I don't have a raya from the shulchan, because the shulchan had a rim, so it's a base kibble. The shal migdush mekabel tumu, fishyesh loy base kibble. The tzorich kro, so now, fatik. The tzorich kro da hatoyer. What is the posse da hatoyer telling us? Mechlal shehu tumi, that it's possible to mekabel tumi, shemegvin oise loy legolim. We learn out from this posik that they lifted up the shulchan, it should not be a keli osi lenachas, so memele, so that is why it is mekabel tume. Shloitayim osi lenachas. Vahashte, so the Gemara says that we have a sofik if the shulchan, if you hold mazgalta lemailo hoiso, so this shulchan was mekabel tume because it had a base kibble. If you'll have a flat board that doesn't have a base kibble, it's a sofik. Vahashta maite boy, tivshit midrosh de teres kainim. The teres kainim says a shulchan is mekabel tumme. Me kol kliyets. Elishma minos machta bi yalmu kadefrishis. So memele, so that's chat the gemorim bo bebasra davshon nachtunim. That means midarabonon, since it's meshamish odom and meshamish meshamish yodom, so it's mekabel tumme midarabonon. Vod the mashme hosan de tavla misapeches adifa le kabel tumme de reisa mishap lupshute kliyets. So there the Gemara held something that's right, but based on them could be is mekabel tumah min ha'Torah.